This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A shooter at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia Tuesday night that left six people dead was a manager at that Walmart, and that he took his own life with the handgun he brought. The Chesapeake Police Department says four other people were hospitalized. Kevin Harper was on the clock at the time of the shooting.
Just left out of break room. Manager come in there, started capping people up in there. Started shooting, bro. Like, I'm whole, though, y'all. Sadly, though, we lost a few of our associates. I don't know how many. I'm not going to speak on it.
Friends and family gathered Monday to remember Ethan Chapin, one of the four University of Idaho students stabbed to death in their home a week and a half ago. Police in the college town of Moscow have yet to identify a suspect in the slayings. The memorial was held in Mount Vernon, Washington, a city on Puget Sound, north of Seattle. A helicopter pilot and meteorologist who worked for WBTV in Charlotte, North Carolina, died Tuesday when their news helicopter crashed along a Charlotte-area interstate. Police praised the pilot for avoiding the roadway in his final moments. The NTSB will lead the investigation. More rescuers and volunteers were deployed Wednesday on Indonesia's main island of Java to search for the dead and missing from an earthquake that has killed just under 300 people. Victoria Idoni has more.
A powerful earthquake struck Indonesia's West Java province Monday, killing at least 250 people. The area struck by the quake is densely populated and vulnerable to landslides. Some buildings have been reduced to rubble. More than 13,000 people are displaced, and the death toll is expected to continue to rise. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Two blasts went off near a bus stop in Jerusalem, Israel, at the height of the morning rush hour on Wednesday, killing one person and injuring at least 18 others in what police said were suspected attacks by Palestinians. Israeli media reported the person that was killed was 16 years old. Israeli-Palestinian tensions are high following months of Israeli raids in the occupied West Bank. We know more about the earthquake that shook the southwestern United States Tuesday. It measured 6.2 on the Richter scale and was reported off the coast of Baja California in Mexico. It was about 18 and a half miles west of La Perisas, that's south of Ensenada. No tsunami warning was issued for San Diego County, but shaking was definitely felt in the area. Military leaders are being accused of teaching our troops other things than what their number one job requires. Tim Burke from our Phoenix Bureau reports from Arizona.
Some Republican lawmakers are accusing the Pentagon of pushing a progressive ideology in the military. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says a tip line that they established last year for soldiers has yielded many reports of things like misplaced military priorities.
A lot of these progressives seem to worry more about training social justice warriors than actual warriors trained to kill.
But military top brass and supporters say diversity training promotes respect, a core value that ultimately makes the military branches stronger.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
When clearly a majority of Americans believe that we are on the wrong track. I mean, you look at the polling anywhere from 70 to 80%. I appreciate you joining in to be part of the solution because that's what it's going to take, all hands on deck to get this country back on track. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Robert Spencer, the best-selling author, is with us. He's also the director of Jihad Watch and a Shulman Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Robert, happy Thanksgiving. Good to have you with us, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving, Bill. Good to talk to you again.
Well, always good connecting. I love your book, by the way. This is something that needed to be pointed out because the mainstream media, the Biden administration doing everything they can to mute the narrative about Afghanistan. And you posed the question, who lost Afghanistan?
Well, Joe Biden certainly bears the lion's share of responsibility, or rather the people who actually run the administration. But as I show in the book, the errors and misapprehensions, wrong-headed policies, they go all the way back to the beginning. But the crown and culmination of all the mistakes was the catastrophically botched withdrawal from Afghanistan that happened because Biden's military was too busy being woke and enforcing the woke agenda on the troops to come up with some kind of coherent and clear plan for getting us out of there safely.
How telling was this, Robert? I mean, you know, you in two sentences, you surmised what happened as it related to the exit of Afghanistan. But there's volumes of information behind those two sentences that really puts our military and we the people who are supposed to be secured by our military at risk, doesn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Bill. You look at the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and he was talking, it's on video, it's easy to find, in the summer of 2021 about wanting to understand white rage and talking about white supremacists as the biggest threat to the country. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, we are leaving Bagram Air Base in the dark of night, abandoning it without even giving notice to our Afghan allies that we were leaving. And then, because we didn't have the air base, everybody who wanted to leave the country had to go through the commercial airport in Kabul. It became this huge crush of people. There was no way to tell who were our allies and friends and who were jihadis trying to get on the planes to come over here to make trouble. Nobody was checking. And people were killed by the ISIS attack there, 13 American service members. And all of this could have been prevented if Biden had kept the air base and gotten us out through there.
Yeah, this is so academic. It's like one of those things that even a fifth grader would have come up with a better solution. Sadly, whether we're talking about our energy independence, talking about so much that this administration has you know, messed up. I mean, this has got to be, Robert, I mean, with all due respect and consideration, the most incompetent administration in the history of America.
Oh, there's no doubt. And it's so incompetent, as a matter of fact, that you got to wonder, is it malevolent? And
yes.
Did it want to do this for some reason? You know, I mean, Donald Trump was only the second president since World War II. Eisenhower was the first to warn about the military-industrial complex. And you got to think, you know, we leave behind billions and billions of dollars of military materiel in Afghanistan when we leave, completely unnecessary to leave it all behind. But then, as it happens, there is a munitions industry in the United States and a lot of people who profit from having to replace all that.
Exactly. No, there's no question whatsoever to that point. Robert, the other thing to consider here, you know, when you question whether or not it's malevolent or not, it has to do with a specific worldview, a worldview that Barack Obama really brought in on steroids, you know, within the administration and set people who believed in that worldview that America somehow did not deserve its ranking on the world stage, that we were malevolent, that we, you know, took this country by force, every negative thing that you could possibly consider. And he took it upon himself to be the redeemer on behalf of the world for all that America had done. And he is, you know, he's continued, you know, he sold us out during his administration. His own vice president, you know, was involved in quid pro quo programs overseas, you know, enriching himself and his family. And, you know, Hillary Clinton, the same thing with the Clinton Foundation. This idea that America and America's citizens could be blighted and could be ripped off because we're just undeserving, and we deserve judgment by the international community. I mean, to the degree now, Robert, they're talking about, you know, climate reparations, that somehow anything that, you know, where, you know, some hurricane or some natural disaster has affected some, you know, third world country, then they want America to pay for it.
Yes. Well, obviously, you know, Bill, these people are socialist internationalists who do not respect American sovereignty, do not want to protect American sovereignty, and that's why Obama politicized the military and forced the retirement of a lot of patriotic and able generals and replaced them with people like Milley, who are complete mediocrities, empty suits, who just do the bidding of the far left in the United States. And so they've got the military devoted to politicizing the ranks when they should be trying to win wars and protect the country. So it's no surprise that these kinds of things happen.
That's why we have a military, you know, to win wars, protect the country, not get into all this woke diatribe stuff. And social justice has nothing to do with the military. But unfortunately, as you said, it has infiltrated the ethos of the generals today. The ones who are getting promoted and rewarded are those that are buying into this this wokeista narrative and doctrine.
That's right. And so it's really hard to see how even reform can come unless there's a wholesale change in the leadership, because it's this is all top down. The military in all its branches is still filled with patriotic Americans who want to protect the country. But it's the generals like Milley and his colleagues who have run the whole thing off the rails.
Mm-hmm. Well, and look what happened to the, you know, the Marine, you know, colonel, for standing out and in outrage challenging the brass for what they did in Afghanistan. You know, he gets forced out. Yeah, yep. He gets forced out, loses his, I mean, he's 3 years from his pension. And on top of that, I mean, you know, the courage of this man is so, is such an example. I mean, sadly, Robert, it cost him his marriage as well.
Oh, my, I didn't know that. That's terrible.
Yeah. No, it is terrible. But you know, this is you know, the ethos and the passion of the American spirit. And it encourages me in a sense that I'm heartbroken for him and his family and what all that he's gone through. But this is what buttresses the American idea, what gives me hope for tomorrow. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Robert Spencer after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Thank you.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. You know, we're talking about Lieutenant Colonel Stu Schiller and what he put on, you know, on Facebook, a 45-second, was actually 4 minutes and 45 seconds, just under 5 minute video that he posted on Facebook and LinkedIn. He was in uniform, which he, you know, when we talked to him, regretted that maybe being in uniform was not the best option or best decision at the time. But he was counting for accountability, aired his contempt for those in government and the military who made the decisions during the U.S. withdrawal in Afghanistan and that day's deadly result. He says the reason so many people are upset on social media right now is not because the Marine on the battlefield let someone down. He goes on to say people are upset because their senior leaders let them down, and none of them are raising their hands and accepting accountability or saying we messed up. And Robert Spencer, you know, nothing's changed. Nobody's raising their hand. Nobody's admitting. Nobody is being held accountable to, you know, what happened there at the airport that day when we lost 13 military personnel, 11, I think, 11 yeah. of which, or 10 at least, were Marines, right?
Yes, and it's a huge scandal because you're right. They closed ranks. And instead of having an honest investigation, a transparent investigation, and explaining to the American people why this happened, they just stonewalled everything and protected the people who were responsible. You know, it's just the last manifestation of the fact that for 20 years, every time the American troops met the enemy in Afghanistan, we won. Every time.
Yes.
But there was not a time that the Taliban defeated the troops of the United States. That never
exactly.
happened.
Right.
And yet we withdrew and the Taliban takes over just as we came in 20 years ago and toppled the Taliban. And so nobody is looking at, well, how did this get botched so badly? How did it fail so completely when we had the military might to prevail? And the answers to that are in the book to a tremendous degree. The whole operation was wrongly conceived from the beginning with objectives that were unattainable. George W. Bush wanted to establish a Western-style secular republic in Afghanistan for which there was no tradition and no respect, not even any understanding of what that would involve among the people. It was foredoomed to failure, but they were dogmatically committed to the idea that Islam was a religion of peace and tolerance that would be completely compatible with a Western secular model. That was not true in 2003 and was never true thereafter, and, well, we paid the price.
It's never been true. That's the problem. I mean, you've got, you know, this has gone on, you know, for centuries, and you're trying to fit a round peg in a square hole here, but whoever came up with the idea. But this is a problem, Robert. I mean, you can go back to Vietnam, for example, and see these building blocks that continue to just be reinforced to this military-industrial complex, which is a mess. No accountability, you know, now the, you know, this wokeism that has invaded the military, it moves us away from, you know, a sense of mission that the military, as you and I talked about in the first segment, what it's all about. You know, you win wars, you secure the peace, and you secure the American citizen. And the military right now, I mean, what grade would you give them?
Well, I'd give the troops an A+, and I'd give leadership an F. One of the things that we did wrong there, well, you know, after World War II, we had defeated Germany and Japan and then instituted the Marshall Plan, which was an extraordinary and unprecedented step in world history that the victor nation would spend billions to restore and reconstruct the defeated nation. And this was an extraordinary manifestation of the real American spirit. Of generosity and openness. And in Afghanistan, without having completely defeated the enemy, we started the Marshall Plan business of restoring the country. And so our military was building roads and schools and hospitals instead of fighting the enemy when it should have been.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So there were engagements, but for the most part, our forces were wrongly deployed, and then there were impossible rules of engagement that made it very, very difficult to deal with Taliban attacks. So, as I said, whenever we did deal with them head on, we won. But oftentimes we were completely hamstrung by these rules of engagement, which came from Obama, that prevented any kind of real action against this quite relentless and implacable foe.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is, again, the manifestation from, you know, from Vietnam, experience from Vietnam, when you had civilians making military decisions, you know, my humble opinion is, look, you've got generals for a reason. And when you go to war, they're in charge. You let them take over. And the civilians are there, you know, to clean up afterwards and to go back to the bargaining table to negotiate peace after the generals have forced the proposition. That's the way I see it. Is that too simplistic, Robert?
No, I couldn't agree more, Bill. You're absolutely right. And what we had in Afghanistan really was a completely civilian-led force with civilians making military policy. And they were so concerned about the optics and the international press, which is also part of the fallout from Vietnam, that the rules of engagement were devised so that it would never appear as if the Americans were being aggressive toward the Afghans. Well, that's all very well on paper, but when you're actually trying to defeat a foe and make sure that it cannot reconstitute and strike you again, then sometimes you have to act with tremendous force. But that was impossible in Afghanistan.
Exactly. You know, you talk about, you know, the optics and that sort of thing. I have maintained, Robert, that the country militarily in its psyche is still suffering from some sort of PTSD from World War II and the bombing of Japan and Hiroshima and Nagasaki, is that it was so devastating that somehow we just, you know, even though it's war and, you know, our president at the time, you know, felt like it was a hard decision, but one that had to be made, that there were, you know, another million casualties waiting if we had to invade Japan and not release release the bomb there. And I believe that this is has oversensitized us in a way, and maybe to some degree, I think it's reasonable. But the other thing is again, when you find yourself at war, you know, the rules of engagement and the idea that you have to win the war, you can't go in with this idea that we're going to, you know, tie the game here. That's not the way wars are conducted. And for some reason, it seems with all the military strength and power that we have, we fall short of our mission because of civilian involvement.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. And facile and simplistic analyses of World War II that say, oh, look at the devastation of the nuclear bomb. And certainly, yeah, that's terrible. But you're absolutely right. It would have been a million casualties or more, quite a bit more than there were because of the nuclear explosion, if we had had to invade and fight our way through the whole Japanese territory. And
exactly.
So these kinds of things have been lost sight of or not taught properly in the schools, and we have people taking these self-righteous posturing positions without understanding really what war involves. You know, that it's actually in a certain sense a byproduct of the fact that we are in such a position here in the United States as to not have had a war on our territory since the Civil War. And
exactly.
So people don't realize what it entails.
Well, Robert Spencer, who lost Afghanistan, 40 seconds left. What should be drawn from your book?
Well, I think what we need is a wholesale change at the top. I hope that that'll come in 2024, that the new administration will do a thorough house cleaning of the military and restore its proper mission.
Amen. Robert Spencer, Senior Fellow, Center for Security and Policy Center, author of the new book, Who Lost Afghanistan? It will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Robert, happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you. Thank you so much for being on the show. Take care. You got it.
Thank
God bless
you.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. There's still time to shop last-minute gifts with Amazon Layaway. This Black Friday and Cyber Monday, lock in the best deals with just 20% down and pay the rest over time. No credit check required. From presents and stocking stuffers to toys and gifts for your pet, there's something on Amazon Layaway for every shopper. Shop top categories like electronics, PCs, home entertainment, apparel, Amazon devices, and more. With Amazon Layaway, you can now lock in the price of deals and pay in installments without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Pay off in advance to receive your items by December 25th or cancel any time for a full refund. Reserve your favorite holiday gifts at Amazon.com/layaway and check the Reserve with Layaway box in your cart or at checkout. Once your items are reserved, they're locked in and the prices of your items never go up. Shop smart this holiday season with Amazon Layaway. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A shooter at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia Tuesday night that left six people dead was a manager at that Walmart, and that he took his own life with the handgun he brought. The Chesapeake Police Department says four other people were hospitalized. Kevin Harper was on the clock at the time of the shooting.
Just left out the break room. Manager come in there, started capping people up in there. Started shooting, bro. Like, I'm home, though, y'all. Sadly, though, we lost a few of our associates. I don't know how many. I'm not going to speak on it.
More rescuers and volunteers were deployed Wednesday on Indonesia's main island of Java to search for dead and missing from an earthquake that has killed just under 300 people. The 5.6 magnitude quake struck Monday. Two blasts went off near a bus stop in Jerusalem, Israel, at the height of morning rush hour Wednesday, killing one person and injuring at least 18 others. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Okay, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving, right? And you know what happens? You got all that great food, right? Well, we've got a resource that has done all the hard work, and they've determined that the average Thanksgiving dinner contains, are you ready for this, 3,408 calories, and it'll take 76,397 steps to walk off that meal. Okay, so be prepared. Can you imagine? I mean, 3,400 calories, I mean, that's like over several days, just about, value there, and 76,000 steps in order to walk off the meal. Let's get into some specifics here. Stuffing, for example, you're going to need 7,958 steps. You can look at stuffing that way. Cranberry walnut salad, 7,801 steps. Pumpkin pie, 7,241 steps. Mashed potatoes, 5,330. I mean, this is incredible. So get ready. I mean, we have a great time with family and a day to be thankful.
How are you?
Here it is. Hey, you hear the one and only Jeff Cruera that we're joining live right now. His audience and our audience always enjoy this time together. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Bill.
Happy Thanksgiving. We were just talking about how many steps it was going to take to walk off the various sumptuous items that are going to be on our feasting table. Are you ready? Mashed potatoes, 5,335 steps, Jeff, is what you got to have in order to, for some mashed potatoes. Okay?
I'm ready.
Turkey. Turkey. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. All I do know, Bill, is it's going to take us a lot of steps, but it's going to take us a lot more money to pay for all of it because the cost is going up.
No doubt. I mean, and so if you have enough and you can afford roasted turkey, you got 4,259 steps. I mean, the good news is if you can't afford turkey, you can say, hey, look, it, I don't have to worry about those steps because, you know, there is a blessing there. Pumpkin pie, by the way. Pumpkin pie, almost twice as much as turkey. I mean, how do you figure? A little sliver of pumpkin pie, you got 7,241 steps.
Wow.
You're actually better off eating turkey. So pass on the pumpkin pie, eat the turkey. You'll have, you know, some less steps because they're figuring that the average, are you ready? The average Thanksgiving dinner contains 3,408 calories.
Wow. All I know is after a good Thanksgiving dinner, everybody likes to watch some football, and then you fall asleep because you get sleepy because of all you've eaten, and it's just a tradition. So looking forward to
no,
it.
Goes with,
can't wait.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, you know, Jeff, between you and I and several millions of people listening in, the day after that, cold turkey sandwiches, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's just another boost and appreciation, another reason to be thankful. I'm thankful for cold turkey sandwiches the day after Thanksgiving. Well, that aside, let's talk about what you've recently written, and this is the deal that's driving and just brain damaging for a majority of Americans out there is this over Donald Trump. You know, it continues. I mean, this has got to stop.
I think he is the most abused individual in our history. He has been targeted since the day he came down that golden escalator back in 2015. And in the column, the never-ending Trump witch hunt, I outlined all the different things that he's had to face and nobody else has. And it still goes on, of course, with the appointment now of the special counsel, and now they're investigating it for January 6th, and the documents that they found at Mar-a-Lago. No president has ever had his residence raided. No president has ever been spied on. No president has ever had to undergo two impeachments. No president has ever had all the shenanigans in an election, and no president has had 7 years of complete harassment like this. So,
exactly,
they're afraid of something, Bill. They're afraid of something.
Exactly,
it's not just Donald Trump. I think it's his message and his supporters.
Yes, no doubt about it, and that's the why of all this. They are deadly afraid of Donald Trump because they know they have no counter narrative. And the fact of the matter, worse yet, is that, as Dick Morris said, Jeff, is that the slogan is that, you know, he did it before and he'll do it again. Who else is going to make us energy independent but Donald Trump? Who else is going to seal up the border but Donald Trump? Who else is going to bring back the Abraham Accords and really have an outbreak of Middle East peace, things that, you know, beauty pageants have been talking about for decades? Donald Trump is the one, and he was so close to realizing that, you know, and there's just an endless number of accomplishments that Donald Trump has been able to execute in 4 years in the midst, as you say, of two impeachment trials and all this other resistance from the Democrats.
Right, and a $40 million two-year harassment campaign known as the Mueller investigation.
Oh, my God,
and of course, now they got another one lined up for him. I mean, nobody's ever had two special counsels investigating him. And, you're right. The accomplishments are amazing considering the harassment that he had to undergo. And it's why the polls are showing that he's still by far the favorite. A new Emerson College poll that came out, Bill, showed that he is 30 points ahead among Republicans in 2024. And I think people recognize every day he looks better compared to what Biden is doing, Bill.
Without a doubt. And the thing is, I get it. Some people who've supported Donald Trump are a little worn out. It kind of reminds me of that lady that was in the town hall meeting one time when Barack Obama was having a town hall, and she got up and she just says, "You know, Mr. President, I'm just getting tired of defending you." You know, and yeah, I mean, that's the nature of politics. I mean, it is it's becoming a bit of a blood sport, so to speak. And you can get weary here. But, you know, like I had a meeting with a bunch of conservatives in Miami about a year and a half ago. And I just said, if not Donald Trump, then who? Who has the passion and the understanding, the articulation of the perils of our country, and who can lead us out of it?
Right. And that is a great point. There's no one else. And what I like to also point to is what just happened in the 2022 election. You know, the vast majority of his candidates won. But he was the only guy out there doing rallies, the only guy out there working for the Republican brand, trying to get these candidates over the hump. They blame him, some in the media and the Republican Party, for the uninspiring result. But where was Mitt Romney on the campaign trail? Where was George W. Bush on the campaign trail? It was all left to Donald Trump to do the heavy lifting.
Yeah. And Mitch McConnell, how many candidates did he submarine and kneecap along the way?
A lot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and the whole narrative that the mainstream media wants to put out there is that Donald Trump lost. But, you know, as you said, and I was saying this to somebody else the other day, is that, you know, here Donald Trump, I mean, I get it. The media is, you know, when Donald Trump was president, 95%, Jeff, as you and I have discussed before, 95% of what they reported was purposely negative, intentionally negative about President Trump.
Right.
And they're going to continue to beat that drum, you know, to make everybody believe. And there's special prosecutors that's going to come up that he's biased as all get out. He and his wife both are in, you know, to their earlobes with the Democratic Party. So there's no fairness. This is going to be like the January 6th committee hearing one more time. This, unfortunately, is what our country has been reduced to and why we're so divided.
Exactly right. I'm glad you brought up that committee, because this allows them to continue the work of that committee under the guise of this special counsel. And the special counsel's wife is a major Democrat donor. She's a Democrat filmmaker. This guy has got a record that is questionable, targeting conservatives. It's another way to try to harm Trump and his agenda. But I think it's going to fail like all the others. And those that are counting him out, those are saying, oh, he's got no chance. He's done. I think we're once again underestimating him. He's been underestimated from the beginning, Bill.
Yes, exactly. And then what happens? He has a rally and 20,000 people show up in the storm, in snow,
right.
You know, and they go, God, what has this guy got? And meanwhile, Joe Biden comes out. He can't even get 12 people, you know, to a rally.
He can't.
Please, give me a break.
Speak. We don't even know what he's saying, Bill. Half the time he's mumbling, and then, you know, he doesn't know where to go after he finishes his speech. He gets lost.
Well, that's why they needed to elect Fetterman, so Fetterman could interpret for him and help us understand. Stay tuned. He's the Cajun Crusher, Jeff Guerrero. Thank you, buddy. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
People who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More. Find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. The bottle's so perfect and perfectly priced. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
Love what you find. Always lowest prices at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And as promised, we got Brian Kilmeade with us. Yes, Fox News co-host. And, of course, he has his own national radio show that airs the same time as us. But no competition, because there's plenty of people to share. Right, Brian?
Yes. Americans need equal education.
Amen. Amen. Especially after these especially after these midterms, that we're all scratching our heads going, wait a minute, 80% of America is dissatisfied with the current administration and how they garnered the votes that they garnered in spite of the clear evidence of pain and thievery that this administration has been perpetrating on the American people is a bit of a surprise, if I might say. And I don't want to necessarily go down a rabbit hole here, but I'm just trying to connect the dots.
I mean, I think that you should find exit polls that you trust and then dive into them. And that's, I think, what we're going to be doing to find out what went wrong and what went right. And number one, I was biggest surprise was independents. Independents plus two to Democrats. I was surprised. Also, if you look at the economy, number one, but they also say that for the most part, 50% of the people didn't blame Joe Biden for what was wrong with the economy. For the most part, not everybody, but for the most part, they didn't see his massive spending bills. They didn't see his decision to make energy independence old news. They didn't see his decision to have the Fed wait on raising rates to the point where now it's really stressing housing and massive layoffs are beginning. And they didn't they saw the fact that the president's taking total credit for people going back to work when we were in a pandemic. And the whole country was told to get off work.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, even their own constituents, you know, from Meta and Twitter, major layoffs coming down. I mean, these are the same organizations that, you know, freely contributed to the Democratic Party and Joe Biden. And so how do you like me now?
It's true. I mean, I admire Zuckerberg's intellect. Obviously, he's a level I can't even relate to, but he wants to make a virtual world. I don't know how much that costs, but it's going to cost 11,000 people their jobs.
Right. So far.
He pivoted, and I guess that's okay. And then when Facebook gives that go-ahead, and Elon Musk buys Twitter and says, this bad organization, I got to gut it, and it's basically the same way, you got to think more of that is coming, and were they waiting for the midterms to really make that official? And I just think that we're in an environment now that everybody wants to be politically correct. Corporations are now being incentivized to be more diverse than effective. Mm-hmm. So you're more apt to not look at regulations or get to certain loans or projects if you were a diverse management structure, personnel. And I just don't think that's the way capitalism works. You know, this isn't 1880. This is a time in which we're about to say goodbye to affirmative action. That more than ever, we're a country that is truly free and equal. I just think we're going in the wrong direction and in an overreach. Now we live for the transsexual community. I mean, who wants this? And I'm just amazed that the politically correct are having so much power with this administration, so much sway.
Mm-hmm. We're being ruled by the minority, clearly, Brian. That's what's going on. I mean, when you've got drag queen story hour taking place and the indoctrination of our kids right in the face of parents, I mean, they're not even hiding it anymore. You know, the kids belong to us. They no longer belong to you. I mean, that is absolutely insane. But this is the kind of America that we're dealing with that is disconnected from first principles, from, you know, strong moral values. This is what you get when you turn your back on God.
I think there's a lot to it. I really don't get it. I don't. I mean, even I just think that there's Democrats out there that are more centrist that just don't seem to have the power or the willingness to assert it. And maybe after this election, they will. I mean, there's like Henry Cuellar, a pro-life guy who wants to strengthen the border that just won by 12 points. I just think that if more Democrats had success by being rational, the whole country would be better off.
Well, without a doubt, I'm not voting for, you know, one party either way. It's better when we have more people involved in the conversation. That's been proven in our history. The Democrats would like us to ignore that. They want to control the narrative. They want to define words. I mean, like democracy. I mean, they were throwing out democracy like as if, they were the sole arbiters of what that word meant. And they were pouring that into the body politic in a very dangerous and manipulative manner, not even in an honest, genuine manner that reflected the true definition of democracy or this democratic republic in which we live in or supposed to live in.
Right. They want to make elections. They want to point out January 6th and say democracy is in the balance. That's going to happen. If Trump runs, you can expect it every day. And now that this election's done and through, I think also you had Stacey Abrams and others afraid to blame elections because now there's a stigma to it, which I think makes our country better off. But I will say this. When it comes to the elections and democracy, I don't think people should shy away from being extremely upset what's happening in Nevada and extremely upset what's happening in Arizona. And I'm not saying corrupt.
Exactly.
I'm saying this is – they're so inept, and it makes you wonder if corruption's playing a role. And they're only you've had 2 years to straighten out your act. If you're Secretary of State, there's no greater priority. How the hell are you supposed to wait a week to count a county? Why are you still waiting until after the election to count your mail-in ballots? Why can Florida have 7 million counted by the time the polls close or soon after, and 4 million Arizonans, we're still going to wait another week, and they don't seem to be any big rush?
Right. Well, and that's exactly it. There's no rush. There's no sense of immediacy. It took Ron DeSantis to become governor, and he did something about it. Remember, I mean, Florida used to be a nightmare, and it all started with hanging chads, as you recall. And when he came in, he realized and discovered the problem. He cured the problem, and Florida has been running like a clean system ever since.
Yeah, and the thing is, when Ron DeSantis came in, he cleaned out those officers right away. Rick Scott ran a very good state, and he replaced Charlie Crist, I believe, who took over for Jeb Bush, who was extremely organized. So Florida went through, they got their hurricanes down, thankfully. Now they got their voting down, thankfully. Now Pennsylvania's got to straighten out their act. Arizona's got to get their things done, and Nevada has to do theirs. There's got to be pressure to get it right. Because it really hurts the country. Because it allows people, like what they did with Donald Trump for 4 years. Oh, exactly. The Russians infiltrated the election. They were able to get to the voting machines. Really? How did they do that? Oh, they did.
Right.
Oh, yeah. How did they do that? Through Facebook? Really? Facebook? I'm not even on Facebook. What do you mean? So we were trying to press on that. But the fact is, when there were problems in different precincts, that allowed people to get in there and say, I'm not happy with the result, so let me create chaos.
Well, no doubt we were ripe for the pickings because we, as a country, we abandon our North Star for truth. And this is what you get. You get chaos that comes in and it's manifest in all sorts of ways, whether it's crime and you're there in New York and you deal with it at such immense levels. It is heartbreaking. Every night we see a city personally that I love, Brian. I love New York. I love New York, especially at Christmas time. But it's been a number of years that we haven't gone back because everything's gotten so politicized. And as if that wasn't enough. Now we got the crime rate going through the roof.
And for some reason, everything stays the same in these cities. They don't elect Democrat or Republicans. Yet, in the cities were the most densely populated of these states, from Illinois to New York. And because Lee Zeldin was not able to get 30% in New York City, he could take Staten Island, could take Long Island, could take Westchester County, and still lose the election.
Yeah,
even though
amazing.
He did extraordinarily well. It's because of these cities. And what I think Republicans have to do is sit there and go into these cities. And take the fire. Most importantly, be an option. Let everyone know you're going to fight for these city votes because you care about them and you have a plan to keep them safe.
Yeah. And look what happened with some of the House seats. I mean, there was a bit of a red wave when it came to Congress in New York. So there is some reason reigning there, you know, to your point here, Brian. We got a couple of minutes left here, so I'll let you extrapolate on that. I also want you to address Jen Psaki's ridiculous statement that Hispanics were misinformed and they were filled with propaganda by the Republicans, and that's why Hispanics voted in such large measure, especially in Florida, you know, for Republicans.
Yeah, what an insult that is. Spanish language deception, just like African-American Stacey Abrams said of being deceived in Georgia. Really? Okay, thank you for that. And then just deceptive and misinformation to the Spanish community? Really?
Yes.
So because they speak a different language, they are susceptible to being manipulated more than anybody else. In fact, in their native language. So that's like saying that moron down the block is not smart enough to know he's being manipulated. What an insult. You say stuff like that to me, I'm not going to hear what you say next. And my hope is the Hispanic community will say, now I know I voted the right way. And I just want to get to the point that, you know, we don't hear people say, I got to get the Italian vote. We don't hear people say, I got to get the German vote. We don't hear people say, I got to get the Irish vote. Yet all those three segments of society exist in great numbers. I want to get to the point where we're trying to win over Americans. It happened to be good in Miami Dade. I want to win over Americans in Orlando and Atlanta. I am so tired of being told, okay, you're a white suburban guy and you're a woman, you're a female suburban housewife. And then you're Jewish. I got to get the Jewish vote. Now I got to get the Hispanic vote. We're pretty much all Americans. New immigrants.
Exactly.
I could see that. I could see that being a segment. But in terms of just being American.
Right. This book was just, it was just such a great book in helping bring back into perspective the relationship between President Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. And congratulations on The President and the Freedom Fighter, now available in paperback, right?
Yeah, and I just took news and put it into it. And they were trying to take down the monument that Douglass was asked to dedicate to Lincoln. It was paid for by freed slaves. They were trying to rip that out of Washington. They actually took the replica out in Massachusetts. And they're trying to take Lincoln's name off of grammar schools. And I just thought, that's going to be my epilogue. And that's why I'm going to take history and bring it front and center. And if you want to care about race, people don't want to talk about race. I love it. But I'll do it from perspective of people that actually fought through it. And that's Lincoln and Douglass.
You're exactly right. Brian Kilmeade, thank you for the time. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Martinez.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS